Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I'm going to catch up with Josh Crosby, our reporter, who is in Cork today talking about Trump tariffs. And Josh, Cork is exactly the type of place you should be. Tell us a little bit about the pharmaceutical sector's representation there.
It is, Kieran. Look, the Rebel County, it's a hub for US pharmaceutical companies. You've the likes of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly, just to name a few. It's 7 out of the top 10 pharmaceutical companies in the world are here in Cork. So today I headed to Carrigtwohill, just over 20 minutes from Cork City, not too far from Cove and Little Island. Now, I've been into the Carrigtwohill IDA Business Park, and there are thousands of workers here. And of course, look, there's a sense of uncertainty, even concern from some of those employed here, because they just don't know what is coming down the tracks. We'll be hearing from some of the business owners in the area shortly. But here are some of the workers I've been meeting with. And this first man says it's not just pharma. There's uncertainty across the board.
Yeah, I work down the road there in a haulage company. So,
what's the kind of feeling on site and in the office?
When at the moment for the haulage companies, like the like of the local distillery there, Milton Distillery, like you can see that that's closed now for 4 months. That's affecting us big time now, not bringing in shipments, and you know, money obviously will be down, like, so obviously that's taking effect on everything.
So people are thinking now, with all this talk coming out of Trump, that, you know, there could be changes on the way for employment and jobs?
Yeah, definitely, like, who knows, like, Trump could pull all the pharmaceutical companies out of here, like, and that's going to affect everyone's jobs and everything, like, so. My own buddy there has just gone in there, like, and sure, you don't know, like, they could close down in the morning, like, and there could be jobs gone, like, so.
They come from everywhere because the youth have huge industry, especially in the pharmaceutical industry in Carrigtwohill and around Middleton, and has grown this area massively over the last 10 years.
And what's the feeling locally now on the ground when you're going into shops and businesses about these threats coming from the US? Are people a bit concerned?
People are very concerned. I mean, Ireland is usually dependent on America, and we don't know what's coming down the road.
We're here now in Carrigtwohill. Yeah. How much of an employer, how much of an impact do the big US companies have to the area, the whole region, really?
Yeah, massive, absolutely massive. Yeah, we'd be lost without them.
And is there talk now on site about the potential impact of the tariffs?
100%. Yeah, people are watching their shoulders.
Did you speak to anyone, because those are the workers themselves in those businesses? What about the people operating the business, Josh?
Yeah, so not so much pharma today, Kieran, but inside the IDA Business Park is Mary Geary's Childcare. It's actually the largest standalone childcare facility in the country. They look after over 400 children, employ more than 80 staff. And as expected, look, due to its location, the parents of a lot of the children would work in the pharmaceutical sector. So I met with Ollie Sheehan, who owns the centre, with his wife, Mary. Now, Ollie's been involved with community development projects in Carrigtwohill for over 40 years. So he's seen the impact these companies have had since their arrival. Ollie says there are concerns, but recent investments bring some sense of confidence that there won't be major changes.
Parents that are working are unsure of what the future holds, that are working within these places. There's a certain amount of that. Other local businesses that supply directly, say, to some of these places might have concerns, you know, you might be supplying stationery or whatever it might be, and you might be saying, like, what does the future hold? Because are they going to say, let's hold now for a couple of months and see what way things are going to go? So that level of uncertainty has everyone on edge a little bit. We've a lot of commitments, financial commitments, staff commitments, huge responsibilities, to, first and foremost, to children. But that's a concern going forward that, you know, what does the future hold? I'm confident about our own position, very confident, but I also have good friends that, you know, they're a little bit anxious. We don't want to lose anyone, you know, and we hope we won't.
If there's meetings taking place now in boardrooms and companies are reconsidering or they're debating, contemplating whether to invest, what kind of impact would that have on the area?
The companies that are here are investing very, very heavily, and they have invested very, very heavily over the last number of years. But it's the knock-on effect of maybe, you know what, someone might say, well, that particular piece of the business now, you know what, maybe we could move that somewhere else or take it somewhere else. So it's that concern, and then the knock-on effect that that would have both on people and on other businesses, you know.
This is only fair, says one of our listeners. We've had a golden goose for too long. I don't blame Trump at all. The government are going to have to buck their ideas up, says somebody else. And another suggestion, we'll need every bit of that Apple tax money now. We certainly will. Josh, what has been the political response to all of this? Remind us.
Well, questions over these tariffs were brought up in the Dáil today. Pascal Dunne was responding to queries that then speaking in Paris, the Taoiseach has said that the government is worried and said they're working flat out to prepare for this shock. He hopes EU-US discussions will lead to a sensible resolution. But Kieran, when I was over in America last year in the run-up to the election, I actually asked a former governor about Trump's plans to bring supply chains back to the US and if they see companies returning from Ireland. And I was told at the time, look, they don't want to penalise companies. I was told they acknowledge that they depend on goods being brought into the US and wanted to calm any concerns around this idea. Well, look, lo and behold, he's in the Oval Office now and there doesn't seem to be much calming around it. They must have been waiting till he actually got elected to come in with these sweeping talks of 25% tariffs. But more locally here, Kieran, I met with Fine Gael councillor Anthony Barry, and he started off by explaining how important these companies are to the area and its development.
Look, I suppose the Carrigtwohill little island, doing a skiddy area here, hugely dependent on the pharma sector. An awful lot of those companies are American-based companies. They put huge investment recently into their facilities here in Carrigtwohill. And they're not facilities that you can just pick up, put in the back of a ship and bring over to Indiana or Illinois or wherever Mr. Trump would like them to move to. He assumes the reason that they're here is because of the tax incentives. They've been here for generations, and they're here because they've got a great workforce. They've got an understanding. The support industries that they need as well are operating in the area. So it's not just simple, remove them, bring them all back to the US, and everything's going to end happy ever after. It won't work like that.
So what's the feeling locally on the ground now when we're hearing these threats come out of the White House?
Unfortunately, I think a lot of people don't take it too seriously. I think people have the view that, sure, look, it's empty rhetoric that maybe Mr. Trump came out in his last term in office, and I don't think they understand the full ramifications of 25% tariffs right across the board would have on trade all over the world.
Does this uncertainty kind of delay or stall progress then? Locally, like, do you think, are people reconsidering investing?
Well, I think, look, here, obviously, you've housing, huge housing demand in Ireland at the moment, and you've got a massive, there's numerous sites opened up here in Carrigtwohill, but then Carrigtwohill is earmarked for rapid expansion anyway. Does it stop the investment development? I don't know. I mean, Stryker have invested hundreds and hundreds of millions here in Carrigtwohill over the last number of years. GE Healthcare are building a huge development just behind us where we're standing here at the moment. So, like, development from the company seems to be happening at pace. I think it's going to be very interesting what's going to happen in the next future of the next year or two.
So that's the Carrigtwohill councillor, Anthony Barry. But Josh, what about the implications this could have on say, housing, for instance, a hot topic issue in a place where these companies are based?
Yeah, look, it's still early days on how this all plays out, Kieran. But look, we know politics can move fast, and with Trump, it's even faster. When it comes to the growth, I suppose these companies can have in an area, as you said, housing, like particularly in areas outside of cities, like the likes of Carrigtwohill, where I am now, or Ringaskiddy. You also have the likes of Sligo, Westport. The knock-on effects are huge. Like, I met with a local councillor here earlier on, Brendan Hyde, who told me his thoughts on how this could even impact those who are looking to purchase homes.
we are concerned about the economy at the moment, because within 500 yards of my office here, you probably have six of the top 10 multinational companies in the world. And at the rate Donald Trump is putting levies on, I think they will impact pharmaceuticals in particular and Medicare, which are on the campus as well.
And you've seen the area change over the years, Brendan. How much of an impact have the multinational companies had on property in the area?
The multinationals helped to grow Carrigtwohill because, you know, a lot of the local people work there and they pay good salaries. And as a result, they have bought property locally and are quite happy to live here.
More footfall, more residents, it can up the price, it can up the value.
Absolutely. Carrigtwohill is really coming back now after the crash of 2008, and things were very positive, but obviously this is a bit of a negative cloud on the horizon.
So in business, you're forecasting, you're trying to project. What does this uncertainty create? I suppose it makes it difficult to do that.
Well, obviously there's a shortage in the market, which is creating a bit of a panic among buyers, and they want to buy property as quickly as possible. A lot of people now that have mortgage proposal drawn down will want to spend it straight away because they really are afraid that things could happen and their ability to draw down their mortgages could change.
There's a fear there that there could be a significant shift really in the options, the employment available.
Yeah, I think if there's uncertainty and you're working and you have a new mortgage and you're working in one of the pharmaceutical companies, you will be worried. I think if you are trying to get a mortgage, the banks will look at it differently if you're working for any large American company at the moment.
Josh Crosby reporting from Cork. Josh, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.